Time to catch up with Myra from the CAB. Good morning, Myra.
Good morning, all.
Nice to talk to you. Before we get onto our main subject today, which is the making of a will, I've got one email in here that I thought I'd just put to you as quite a simple answer, I think, on this one. It's from Anne in Murcia, who says, can I possibly ask Myra a question about exchanging current Residencia card for a TIE? We have had the credit size card with no expiry date for over 6 years. We believe that it need not be exchanged and it will be accepted for the foreseeable future. But we're also hearing that when applying for the TIE, it's not automatic, and we're concerned that we may no longer meet the income requirements and lose our residency. Is that true?
No, that's not true, and it is basically automatic. You only have to go with a few documents. You don't have to prove income, you don't have to show your health care, you just update with the relevant forms, paying the small TASA fee of 12 euros. Padron, if you've moved home, sometimes they ask for it anyway, your old your registration certificate and photographs. Right. And that's basically it. You'll find the full information on our website.
Right, right. So you basically, if you've already got it, there is no rechecking of your income requirement at all.
No, there shouldn't be.
No, absolutely. Whether they do or not, of course, it's quite another matter, as we've discussed many times before. So I hope that makes you feel a little bit happier, Anne, in Murcia. Thank you for your email. Okay, Myra, so the topic today, a nice happy subject, but it happens to us all, I'm afraid, no matter who we are, the day that we leave this mortal coil and head off somewhere else, wherever we may be going. As long as we've got our TIE with us, I'm sure we'll be fine. It's often said, Myra, that dying in Spain is a very different thing from dying in the UK. Is that a kind of urban myth or not?
Well, it's not the dying bit, it's what happens afterwards.
Yeah.
And actually going to talk about planning your estate, which includes more than wills. And you started off with the right, on the right foot by saying it can be very different. It's not the dying bit, you'll die the same in any country, but it's what happens when you're no longer there. How are you prepared? Have you planned your estate? And a lot of people think they have by making a will. So I would just go through a few things they could add to a list and keep the list.
Yeah.
And then I could expand on some of those depending on time.
Yep. I mean, it's a very interesting one, this, because, of course, people generally would make a will and then kind of forget about it, really, and just assume you've done the job and that's the end of it. But if you made that will a long time ago in another country, that could come back to bite you.
Yes, and things could change. So if I say quite quickly a few pointers, people can make a list, but they can contact me. Should I itemize your inventory so that you know what you've got? Because everything should be on there, including vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
Assemble a list of debts. I'll explain why. Protect your spouse's property. Of course, your will.
Yep.
A long-lasting power of attorney for those who may be, you notice your partner or your spouse is sort of showing signs of Alzheimer's, that sort of thing. De facto partners' rights, common law partners, they just think they're automatically entitled.
Yeah.
Insurance, check your insurance as an update. Understand a little bit about generally about inheritance taxes, but that is quite a complex matter and should be put in the hands of an expert.
Yeah.
And check, as you said, that your will is valid and up to date.
Yes.
No bank sections after death, and prepare and choose an executor for your will. Nobody chooses an executor. So people call me when the families come over and say, my ex or my this or my partner, my father has died and we really don't know what to do. Just picking up a will, which is only a copy, does not really tell anybody what to do.
Mm.
So leaving a will alone is not enough.
Mm.
So first of all, your will, to get that right.
Yeah.
Make sure it's up to date. Do a Spanish will.
Yep.
If you can do a will in your country of birth, but it will have to go to probate, which means expense and time for your beneficiaries.
Mm-hmm.
So we always say make a Spanish will.
And what about the fact that you could have a UK will which covered your UK assets, assuming you still had some, and a Spanish will to cover the Spanish assets? Is that a common thing?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that's what we suggest. And everybody suggests different things, and we also suggest that those wills do not mirror each other. Mm. Now, you'll find a lot, you're told, make sure your wills mirror each other, but that means probate. If they don't, then, you know, there's no reason to start asking for probate on your will. Now, you have to have, in 2015, August, it came into force the EU regulations on succession.
Yes.
To sort of make this uniform, because there's different laws in different countries.
Yeah, that was a change that you had to add something to a will you'd already made.
Yes, because even the regulation states, the general rule, that unless otherwise provided for by this regulation, that's what they say in it, the law applicable to the succession as a whole should be the law of the state in which the deceased had his habitual residence at the time of death.
Mm-hmm.
So you're resident here, haven't made choice, you've just made a general will, you're going to be your assets or your inheritance is going to be governed by the Spanish law of succession, therefore no choice, only choice on a third. So your beneficiaries would be your children, etc., their grandchildren, parents, not your spouse, for instance. And remember, Spanish wills are kept in a central registry. So what you hold in your hand is only a copy. Okay?
Yeah, and they're very, very easy to do and very, very inexpensive to do as well.
It is.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of people, if we post on our group or somebody asks about a will, we've got probably 100 lawyers come on. And saying things like, oh, you don't need a lawyer, you can just go to the notary at all costs. Excuse me, everybody's situation is different. That's one of the things that really bugs me. So they tell you, you could get a notary, do it for 50 or 80 euros. Yes, you could. It's probably in Spanish if it's a 50 euro. But what is your estate worth?
Yes.
What are the concerns of your beneficiary worth? So, great, Dad, you dashed off on Mum and you did this cheap will and we're a bit stuck here now.
Yeah.
So why would you, such an important certificate, why would you scrape at that point and not have a lawyer that can look at all your, and a specialised lawyer who understands wills and the laws and the Brussels regulation?
Absolutely, and of course, and if you don't get it right, well, you can't do much about it, but so you've left it for the people behind who've got to sort out the mess, yes.
I just think, oh, great, 50 euros, but how much is your estate worth, both financially and in heartache? And really and truly, it's really one of the things that bugs me so much, and I'll normally not allow those posts to go through.
Yeah. One of the things that I read about after death here in Spain, Myra, is that the bank account of the deceased is suddenly frozen.
Yes.
Why is that? And B, what happens if it's a joint account? Is it half frozen?
It depends. It should only be half frozen. I was going to go on to this, but we'll do it now. You know, and what to do and to be aware of this. Why does the bank freeze? People go along with the wills shouting at the bank director saying, look, I'm the beneficiary. Kindly, no, the bank director is not a lawyer. He is obliged to wait for you. You can't just take money out because you've got inheritance tax to pay, maybe, if applicable. If not applicable, you still can't go to the bank director and tell him that you're the beneficiary waiving a will, because that's not enough. It's his obligation, as I was saying, to not hand anything over until taxes have been paid, if applicable. If not applicable, all the paperwork still has to be done to show that you don't owe any taxes, depending on the region you live. I mean, Andalusia should be popular for purchasing a property because the exemption is €1 million to each beneficiary before you pay any inheritance tax.
So in other words, to be clear, when you pass away, they make sure that you pay your tax first before anybody else gets near the money.
Yes.
That's the old thing, isn't it? The inevitability of death and taxes, and that's it, both at the same time. That's wonderful. Goodness me.
Yes, you can't sell your property. You can't, you don't have to, for instance, people don't realise you don't have to actually inherit
Yeah.
But you must do the taxes. So the property doesn't have to go into your name if you can't afford it. You don't have to do that side of it. But you must pay your taxes. They must be done, if applicable, the taxes to your region, or if people are non-resident beneficiaries to Madrid, which also some can get wrong and try and pay it to the junta in their general, in their autonomous region. And then you can inherit then you can write a draft up the property. You don't have to inherit, but you must cover your taxes. Right. All this about 4 years and six, it's actually 4 years, probably 6 months and a few days. If nobody knows that the person has died, that taxes are not applicable.
Okay.
But if you get caught in that time, then you will get a fine and you will pay a surcharge. So it's important, we were saying about the will, to add the clause you need, and it's a clause of choice. So it's basically, putting it simple, you're adding to your will that you wish your estate to be governed by the law of your nationality or the law of your birthplace. Please don't put UK, please don't put British law. It's been done. It doesn't exist. There's no such thing as British law, and there's no such thing as UK law. It's either the law of England and Wales, the law of Northern Ireland, or the law of Scotland.
Right.
So if somebody wanted to contest your will and you put, yes, I wish to be governed by the law of Britain.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to have difficulty. Which law of Britain? It doesn't exist. So that's really important. Otherwise, and Spain and the EU have made this possible for everybody to put this clause in, so they're not under the Spanish law of succession, for instance, or the French law of succession, depends which country we're talking about, Spain. So it's really important. You may not have that in your will. This, before 2015, they're supposed to accept the wills that don't have this in. I wouldn't leave such a thing to chance.
Myra, on the bank thing, just to clarify something, let's assume that that we have a married couple who have only one bank account in Spain, just because they just say it's the husband, and that husband passes away and the bank account then gets frozen. What happens to all the payments that go out, like mortgage payments, insurance and electricity?
This is the problem. If it's a bank account that just belongs to one partner and completely frozen, there's two things you can do. One thing you can do, what the Spanish people generally do when a partner dies or a family member dies and they have access to the account, they don't dash to the bank and tell the bank director.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Bank director should know, but this is what the locals tend to do. They try and sort out the affairs, move money if they need to, and then let the director know.
Some
bank directors will consider and advise you on this, but it's too late if you've told them, and they go, account, because that's their obligation.
But difficult though, Myra, even in that case, because if you've got standing orders going out, you suddenly got to change the method of payment for all those things and work out who the standing order's got to go to and ring them all up, and it's a nightmare.
There's nothing you can do unless you prepare beforehand for that eventuality.
Yeah.
Prepare a system so that your standing orders can still be paid. Also, sometimes they'll allow the money out for a funeral. It can be as bad as that. So this is why you have to plan your estate.
Yeah, absolutely. Anything else that's advice for people?
Yes, put the inheritance tax in the hands of experts, usually the lawyer, if he's going to accept the inheritance on behalf of your beneficiaries, he should know about the taxes.
Mm-hmm.
And people don't realise that even when they are looking at the value of the property, they even take furniture into consideration.
Right, okay.
So your furniture doesn't, I can just leave the house. No, they'll tax you on the furniture. De facto partners, common law partners, should understand in some places they're not even entitled. If their partner dies intestate, they're not entitled to anything. In some regions, there's no national law for that. In some regions, they could stay in the house for 2 years. So it's really important that they check if in their region they should be registered, first of all, or have a title deed of their relationship or their union drawn up at a notary. That's accepted, but it's very important. For instance, in Catalonia, in Andalusia, you must be registered. Otherwise, you don't count as a partner. You're not treated as a spouse. Catalonia is a bit more lenient. They are not so strict on So each, at least in Mercy at one time where they didn't allow the spouses to be included, I believe now included, you need to speak to a professional.
Mm.
And of course, the types of power of attorney, we're talking about living will or long-lasting will. If your partner or somebody needs help, you can draft this long-lasting will to, obviously, when somebody dies, that will, everything dies with them. But up until that stage, you can look after their business. You can also decide on their health care, because they will have told you what they want beforehand. They can even tell you, don't dress me in that green sweater, you know I don't like it. You know, everybody wants dignity, even if you've lost, you know, because you have lucid moments. You don't want to be sitting somewhere and all your friends seeing you in the way you don't wish to be seen, and you have choice with your medical treatment. So it really is important to consider this.
Francesca has just WhatsApped in on the bank thing, Myra, because it is a confusing one, and she says, with the shared bank account in Spain, do you still have access to the account, or I think it's only half of it, isn't it, Myra, is that right?
You should have access to it. Something they could go and talk to the now to the bank director and say, what do you do? What happens? We've got a shared account. Can I be guaranteed that should my partner pass away, that I can have access to my part of the account to be able to carry on paying the direct debits, etc. Just something to chat. It's preparing. That's what we're talking about. Preparing. It's not just having a will.
Yeah,
okay?
Absolutely.
And also debts. Do people realise, that's why I make a list of your debts, if you are accepting an inheritance, you accept the assets, but you also accept the debts.
Yep.
Sometimes Spanish families do not accept the inheritance because they don't want because the debts outweigh what they're going to get. And also your insurance, check and update. There's a lot of people who have an insurance on a life insurance on a mortgage, partner dies, they either don't know about it or that's not what they're not getting what they thought they paid for. Because when you're taking out a life insurance, make sure it covers to pay the amount remaining on a mortgage.
Yeah. Someone, another message in here, Myra, just a point, in the UK, inheritance tax is paid by the deceased's estate, and in Spain, the taxes are paid by each inheritor.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. It's quite different. And consider an executor, because I do get the phone calls, as you know, when families are grieving. They're here and they don't know what to do. If there'd been an executor, they don't charge lots. The same lawyer who would draft your will could act as an executor. Your family just know they go and see such and such a person, and they will be doing everything for them, looking after all the paperwork so that the family have time to grieve together.
Yeah.
The only thing they need to do is sort of have their loved one buried or cremated.
Mm.
And you should instruct a lawyer with expertise on succession law.
Okay, anything else to mention? We've got about 2 or 3 minutes left.
Okay, I think it's the executor. I've got a list here of everything that they will do. Right, that's really it.
Yeah.
Consider having an executor for your will. Maybe people realise there's more to it than just for you, to accept your inheritance, not just for your will. I think maybe a lot of people now realise there's more to it, and I could say more than just having a will, and especially not a will that you've proudly said to everybody, oh, guess what, we only paid 50 per hour. Well, I've known notaries not even give you the choice of law. Bit hard luck when it's going to cost you thousands to try and fight something afterwards. It's not clever. And
absolutely.
Expats would stop.
Yeah. Well, one final question, Myra. I'm not sure what they mean by this. You may understand it. If I become a resident in Spain, are you subjected to value-added tax to your only home in the UK?
No, I don't know anything about the taxes or the value-added tax.
That's more of an accountant question, really, isn't it?
Yes, it's all, and that's all up in the air. You need to pay, obviously, you have to make it in your annual declaration. You have to pay inheritance tax if applicable.
Yeah.
So,
okay, so I think that's one for the accountant. We'll have Alistair Spence-Clark. You can always email us here at the radio station. We'll pass stuff on to Alistair when he's next on, which will be a week on Thursday, actually. So he can maybe answer that question for you. Myra, Sarah, before you go, I just want to just kind of, and it ties in really with what you've been saying. I was asked by a friend the other day, I don't know why they think that I know all the answers, because I certainly don't. But they were saying, oh, we're going to get somebody to do, we're going to become autonomo, and we're going to get somebody to do our yearly tax returns and to do our quarterly IVA returns and to sort out all of our financial issues. And we were going to use a local Hestor who comes very highly recommended. And every time Alistair's been on from Spence Clark & Co, he said, well, that's all well and good until something goes badly wrong, because they may well be cheap, but they're not necessarily au fait with all the tax laws of Spain. It's almost a similar situation to what you're saying here. Why would you... Well, tell me about a Hestor as opposed to an accountant.
Tell you, what a Hestor is, a person who moves papers.
Right.
I can be, when I used to be helping people, I can be considered a Hestor.
Yeah.
They're not particularly specialised. When you want a Hestor for tax or certain things, you want a Hestor de Contabilidad, who is an accountant.
Yeah.
And you need to know he's registered. So Hestors are just, it's a general sort of word for somebody who moves papers around.
Yeah.
It's a Spanish way. And a Hestor de Contabilidad will be an accountant. Now, remember, some lawyers will say, oh, you know, you need to use lawyers. Well, unless a lawyer is a tax lawyer.
Yeah.
He also may have to use a Hestor de Contabilidad.
Yeah.
And it's not always cheap, actually, to have your annual declaration. It can cost you as much using a Hestor as it can using a Hestor de Contabilidad. I'm afraid, I can't really say it. I find a lot of Hestors a bit lacking here, but I do have to say it.
But you can't be master of all, can you? It's an impossibility.
No.
Yeah.
This is the same as we say with lawyers. You can't be master of all, and you shouldn't be telling people you're master of all.
Yeah.
And it's very difficult to get a good accountant here.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I can recommend Spence Clark & Co, because they're one of our show sponsors. So you go. Myra, as always, been brilliant to talk to you. Thank you for coming on. You'll be on in a fortnight, and we will speak to you again then.
Okay, cheery subject, maybe.
Yes, bye. That's Myra from the CAB. And if you want to find out more information about that, you can contact Myra going along to the website. Just Google Citizens Advice Bureau Spain, and you will find them. They have an excellent website, and they also have a Facebook presence as well.